Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me are Chris, Steve, Bob, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, hello. Hey.
Hello.
Howdy. Hey, howdy, ho.
I can't believe I was first this time.
You were first.
I feel so special. I feel loved.
Did you notice that? Chris said, don't ever put me first because I don't need my ego stroked. And so I put her first.
Thank you. Yes. That was like my reverse psychology.
It worked.
Thank you.
Fell for it.
I'd learned that when I was in the army.
All right. Art of manipulation.
Exactly.
That's the last time you're going to go first. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about California Grill. They have a whole new menu, a whole new look, decor, and we're going to tell you all about it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. Chris, I think.
Oh, Chris was dying to go.
Chris or Lauren or both of somebody. Somebody got us reservations like right when it opened. I think we had a reservation for like 10, but then Chris is like, hey, we're going to California Grill. You want to come with us? Hey, we're going to go. So we get up there and we have like 17.
Yeah, she just starts inviting people and literally people she met that weekend. She starts inviting
people I had known
for like an hour.
I said three words to Brett before I was like, hey, want to come to California Grill with us?
He's like, okay.
It's just my Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
Well, so, and you did say that
calling it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she did say that she didn't necessarily expect these people to accept, and they kept accepting.
Yeah.
Stop inviting people.
Do you know what? Okay. So we ended up having two very large tables. And since I was taking pictures, I ended up not getting to sit at the table with the bulk of Mouse Chat. And I had so been looking forward to it because, for one thing, I was going to take everyone's food and try it. But the other thing was I didn't really know the people that well at the other table. So it was a little sad for me.
Yeah, but
first,
you had Bob.
But then I got
Bob
to
and Donna. But they were a couple of seats away from you. You were isolated, come to think about it.
I did what?
You were isolated. Yeah.
I was. I was on the end. So.
Yeah.
But then
no one was across from you.
But we did have a wait, but again, we changed from 10 to 17, and then we didn't communicate very well that we were all available to eat.
We were
eat.
All there and ready.
So they didn't realize that we were all there, and then they said, hey, when's your party going to show up? Like 45 minutes after we've been standing there, we're like, we've been here
ever. We're all here. So they got us up immediately.
Yeah, so they got us up immediately.
As soon as they realized we were all there.
Yeah. And the new restaurant, the decor is really nice.
Yeah. So you get in the elevator, and for those of you who don't know, the California Grill is located at the Contemporary Resort, and when you do this, you aren't allowed to just take the elevator up to the top floor. You have to go, is it the second floor?
Yes.
Second floor, and there's a desk there where you check in, and then once your table is ready, they escort you up the elevator. And then you get to go upstairs and the elevator opens up into the restaurant, literally.
And it opens up into like a giant wine, I don't want to call it.
They're wine coolers.
Yeah.
They really are. Yeah. But they're extra tall.
I was in awe.
She was.
Yeah,
imagine. They're that whole back wall. I mean, it used to be, you know, you had wood paneled, like, you know, wall up, and it wasn't all that impressive, but now it's just tons of wine,
many
bottles of wine.
If you're as old as me, it used to be as old as me, it used to be rug art when you walked up there on the,
was it?
On the back wall. Yeah, there was like some nice brown and orangish
Did you remember that your anniversary is coming up, but you don't remember that?
Oops.
I don't know.
Text me when it is.
Steve?
I know when it is. What day is today?
Today's your daughter's birthday.
I know. Today's my daughter's birthday. It's been wonderful.
Ah, Brookie?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Brooke
She's
is four.
Four.
I know.
And
yesterday was my birthday. Today is Brooke's birthday. And then the 14th
really
is our anniversary.
You really should have timed that better, you know.
I know. It's a quick whirlwind at the Griswold household.
Yeah.
But yes, you walk up and you walk into the modern day wine cellar where it's all against the back wall.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat. It has a very nice look, very, very contemporary and very clean and not cluttered. It's very organized. I like organized.
I wouldn't know that by looking at my everything's house, but, a little yeah. lighter. It used to be they had all that blonde wood up there, which is so like 1989, and it looked like a really bad Cheesecake Factory. So now mm-hmm. everything's in yellows and oranges and a tiny bit of blue Pinks. And white. Yeah, it looks so much better. Everything's clean, and the kitchen even is more open up now.
Yeah, there's like an open kitchen where they have a sushi bar when you walk in off to your left, and then they have, what is it, the culinary or pastry chef
yeah,
station
pastry
out there.
Chefs.
Yeah.
I didn't go that far. I went straight to the table because I was impressed with, you know, the seat that we got. We got the best seat in the house.
Yeah, we got
literally really did.
Two very nice tables off to the right.
And I think it's really hard to get a bad seat in there. Like to me, it seemed like, I mean, you get a great view almost everywhere you're at. But if you're nearest to the windows, I think the view is great.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. And our tables were unique. I looked at the tables, and I'm expecting a bunch of tables to be pushed together to accommodate two parties of 10. Well, you know, party 20, 17, whatever we were. And
A lot.
And Chris
you're
and
welcome.
Her entourage. Yeah. and the tables were solid. It was one big long table, and I thought,
yeah.
And I asked the server. I said, "This is the way the table is. There's no seams." And they're like, "Yeah, these are permanent tables, especially for large parties, up to 10 people. And in your case, you get both of them because you have a large party, and they're the best seats in the house." And what was
so? The trick is to go around and invite people you don't know.
Exactly.
To get the best table.
Come be my friend. Hang out with me.
California Grill to have dinner with you so you can get the good seats.
Do you know what? It is sort of nice to go with a big group anyway.
It is. It was fun. I loved it.
Well, that's because Chris got to sample 12 different plates.
I know. It was an awesome night.
Which is good for everybody on the podcast.
You know what I loved, though? Oh, go ahead, Steve.
No, I was going to say it's great for everybody on the podcast because you got to try, you know, a bunch of different food.
Right.
So she didn't share with us,
any of y'all's food because I was at that table. But at my table, I was able to try everyone's food. Yes.
Didn't I give you
I'm just going to keep rubbing it in that I'm all by myself. I really liked the little tiny tables they had with the little, what kind of seating is that? You know, the, You know what I'm saying? Booths.
Like if you wanted
they
to
were
just
adorable.
The bar area, too.
Oh, right.
But they had these cute booths across from us that were really nice too, and they actually had tablecloths on those tables. They didn't have tablecloths on the big table, which was fine.
Our tables were different. They didn't have tablecloths, and we had different chairs. So they really did make these tables feel a little special. But I do want to talk about the general decor and your impressions as you came in. Bob, when you came in, what was your overall impression?
Oh, I really liked the new look. I thought the lighting was great inside. I think the whole place looked refreshed. Much different appearance. I liked the tributes to Mary Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Were scattered about, especially since, you know, it kind of continues the tributes to her in the contemporary itself.
Yeah,
I love that they added another viewing observation deck on the south side.
Yep.
Of the California Grill. I thought that was great and helps with the overflow when people want to go outside during wishes. You know, you're not all crammed onto one balcony. That was sorely needed, I thought.
Yeah, that was nice.
I agree that the kitchen does seem more open. I think the tables are still too close together. I think they're still trying to cram too many people.
You know, I actually thought that they were well spaced.
Yeah, I didn't feel that cramped, I have to be honest. And normally I would agree with that,
didn't either.
But I actually didn't feel cramped.
You know what? I think maybe
I don't know if it's because we had the bigger table.
That's what I was going to say. I think our particular table wasn't that cramped. They couldn't. I think the area behind us, between, you know, the booths that were way against the wall adjacent from us and the walkway, they just couldn't put another table in there, even a two top, without it just looking completely like an island and out of place. So they had to leave it open.
And I disagree because I backed up my chair and I backed it into the people behind us.
Oh,
well, you're
so
really
I think
tall.
That's a little, but
I'm so short. I'm so short. You could put me in, like, you know. I think it's totally comfortable in there.
I don't know. I mean, now the other end towards the south side balcony did seem like it had less tables than it used to, but we haven't been up there in so long. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, when I still say when you are close enough that you can reach out and grab somebody's silverware off another table from where you're sitting.
Oh, you're
yes,
not supposed
I know I have
to be able
long...
to do that.
No, I think that's just too close, but I don't know. I have long arms. Maybe it's,
you know,
my impression.
Now that I'm picturing when you come in and on the way to our table, you've got that little hallway, little ramp. There's a little wall there, a half wall. And on the other side of that, you've got a lot of two tops. If I'm not mistaken, they were two tops. But those chairs were tight, you know, back to, you know, if you had people sitting there, there was no one sitting there when we came in. And if those tables were filled, I do think it would be tight, those tables. Right. But I think the tables just floating on the floor, I think those had good space.
Well, and that's the thing. We're looking at it, too, with a restaurant that was not full.
Right. And when there's people in the chairs, then it's a whole different perspective.
Yeah. And you've got waiters going through there and everything else. So I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of torn. I would have liked to have seen that improved, but I don't know.
I think they did a good job.
Yeah, overall, I like the new look of it. I think it was well designed.
It definitely looked new and crisp, which was nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it did. It looked more fresh. It looked more modern. You know, I used to go up there and I would think California Grill. You know, this is supposed to be kind of trendy and forward, and yet the entire restaurant looked tired. It really did look stuck in 1989.
That's a good year.
It's a good year.
It was a good year, but not for maybe furnishings.
Valid right. point.
Okay, so that's the decor.
Yeah.
How about the menu? What did everyone get? Lauren, what'd you get? Let's start with appetizers.
Okay, so Steve and I split the oven-dried tomato flatbread.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
All right, yeah, we had mixed reviews. At our table, it was good. It had the buffalo mozzarella. It had the balsamic vinegar. Ours came out.
And the beefsteak tomatoes.
Yeah, and the beefsteak tomatoes. And it was good.
Probably had fresh basil.
And
yes, it did. It was good. I thought it was good.
I think the other tables had it too. But
well, I got it also, but I did get it with the kids in mind. And so I got essentially a cheese flatbread pizza. No vinegar, no tomatoes, no nothing, just cheese. And they didn't eat it, and I ended up eating the whole thing, I think.
Oh, because
I may
like
have shared
a
couple
pizzas. It was like a four cheese.
Yeah, just a four cheese flatbread.
You should have gotten the balsamic vinegar on it, because it really just, like, it's like a little, it just punches it out. It tastes really good with that.
Yeah. Hmm. Now, ours was okay temperature-wise, but was one of yours... guys not
ours was cold, so we ended up getting the exact same appetizer at our table, and Brett and I with the intent of sharing it, but it wasn't, ours was ice cold. And granted, we also ordered sushi. I got the California roll, which was pretty good, and I ate that first, but by the time I got to that, it was ice cold. All right. I will say I had it the second night I went there, and it was excellent.
All right, so is it the California combination roll?
Yes.
Jumbo lumps of crab with avocado, cucumber, shrimp, tempura?
Yeah, I think it was like, what, 20, 24 maybe?
$24.
Yeah, $24. And since you were paying, that's why I ordered two appetizers.
You did order two appetizers.
Yeah, and they're
did.
Not cheap.
And then I ate,
that was
$24. Two pieces of the sushi. So I think Bob had half of it, and Brett had the other half of it. And, thank you, Steve. It was delicious. And it was good. The only thing I didn't like about that is that the crab was so chopped so finely. I don't know. I like some texture from
the
crab.
It's like chab goo or crab goo.
Yeah. It was a little cat foody, to be honest, but it's still good.
Oh. Okay. Bob, did you order one of your own, or did you just share cat food?
No, we ordered, Donna and I shared a. Let's see, which we had sushi, and I'm trying to think of which one it was. Looking at the menu,
did you have the spicy Kazan roll?
No, I think that's what Brett had. Okay. I think we had the pork belly nigiri, and I'm likely mispronouncing that, which is house cured pork, bacon, and yuzu rice, and spicy teriyaki for $22. Actually, we used Stacy, who was sitting at the table. We used her dining credit because she wasn't going to eat an appetizer, so saved you that money, Steve. That was really very good. It was very flavorful, very fresh. I think we've come to expect high quality sushi from California Grill, and no disappointment there. I did try. I didn't eat half of your California roll. I did have a piece too. To me, it tasted pretty average. Nothing jumped out at me about that. As far as you know, what it tasted like, which is disappointing. And then I did try a piece of your oven-dried tomato flatbread, which I thought was really fresh tasting, but it was ice cold.
Yeah.
So that was disappointing, because you could tell it was fresh, and gosh, if that had been warm, it would have been a lot better. But
you should have called me. I could have shared. Although mine wasn't as loaded.
The tomatoes were really sweet. They had these thin sliced tomatoes on there, and then they drizzled it with, the balsamic vinaigrette or vinegar actually, and then they had like little tiny pieces of basil. I mean, it was perfect. I mean, it's really good, but it just needed it to be warm, and even cold, it was still pretty darn good.
Yes, so. It was. It's just disappointing that it wasn't just, oh, I had the sushi first, so this got, you know, a little less warm. This sat somewhere before a server noticed it and brought it out.
Frank was at our table. Frank and Robbie were at our table, and Frank had gotten the three meat signature meatballs, and that it's got the olives, orzo. There's what else was in there? Chimichurri and mint, lavender mint. And you get, I think it was three. Yeah, well.
It was three.
Three meatballs. And they were tasty. They were spicy. I think they had some kick to them. But they were good. They were definitely good.
They have the lamb in them, right?
I don't know.
Probably. That's why I didn't eat it. Because I draw the line at any animal that is super cute. And I think lamb is just, they're cute.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that, and so now I can't eat them. Thank you very much.
Oh,
it's all psychological.
Did you not know there was lamb in there?
I did not.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
I tried one just to taste it.
You know there was pork in there.
Yeah, I don't. I'll eat bacon.
Yeah, but you guys had to ruin it for everybody.
Do you know what else is in there? The tears of tiny babies.
Aww.
But that's the part I enjoyed.
But that was good. That was good. What else did we know? We had a lot of appetizers kind of floating around. But
well, for my main course, I had an appetizer, and I had the tuna four-way, which is tuna four ways. Imagine that. But it was good. It was it's your basic sushi dish, and you can't really go wrong with tuna.
Wait, I'm going to cut you off. Did anyone else have any kind of salad, soup, anything else?
I would have, but I just didn't want to be vulgar.
I know Frank, not Pixie Vacations Frank, but Stacy's Frank, had the Sonoma goat cheese ravioli, which is $14 and has the tomato fennel broth, crispy mushrooms, basil, and Benziger estate olive oil. Just oozes fancy.
It really does.
He raved about it and said it was amazing, but I had to chuckle a little bit because when he said, you know, when they said it was a goat cheese ravioli, I didn't realize they meant it was one ravioli.
Oh.
So that's exactly what they brought him, one large ravioli in broth.
Oh, God.
So it was mostly broth and then this single ravioli. But what is the plural of ravioli? Is it raviolis?
I guess
the plural of ravioli was ravioli.
I ate three ravioli. ate three raviolis. Ravioli?
Really? I don't know. I mean, you know, what are we having for dinner? Ravioli.
All right, I'll look it up.
They don't mean just one, so it was just kind of, I don't know, it was just funny the way it, you know, he seemed disappointed. I think he wanted another one, but.
Well, you would think there'd be like.
So yes, you.
Yeah, I would think one would not be really sufficient.
No, I mean, you get a lot of broth and a ravioli for $14. It seems not the best value if
that's
you're paying
why you
out
really,
of pocket.
That's why you really need to order, like, you absolutely have to have an appetizer there because the entrees aren't big and the appetizers aren't big.
Yeah.
So, or you could order two appetizers.
Okay, here you go. You ready for this, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Singular is raviolo. Plural is ravioli.
Wow.
Well, then I think a letter needs to be written.
Because
that is clearly misrepresentation and detrimental reliance on their menu.
We need to write to someone.
We'll get right on it.
At least two ravioli. There you go.
And you got a raviolo.
Ravioli.
I hate when that happens.
See, I went 37 years without knowing.
And I could have gone 37 more.
That's funny.
So main courses.
See, this is the kind of stuff I enjoy.
Lauren, what'd you have for your main course?
I had the oak-fired fillet of beef. I had the basically steak, and they had the heirloom tomato risotto with it.
Yeah.
Which I really, really enjoyed. I'm a huge fan of risotto. I still like Artist Points risotto a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
But it was good. The steak was good. The risotto was good. I enjoyed my meal.
Did Lisa have the steak as well?
Yeah, I'm going to follow her because I had the same thing, the oak-fired filet. And I also, that the sauce that they used on that, the tomato butter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh! Even Amber fell in love with that, and we couldn't get enough of that. Fantastic! It was really good. I did not. I don't think I left a bite on my plate. I didn't eat.
No,
I didn't. You know what? I didn't eat all the risotto. I did eat the entire filet, and even after eating that pizza flatbread thing.
Yep.
And there was not a drop of tomato butter left. Fantastic. It was so creamy and smooth. And you couldn't really tell. It was more of a creamy sauce than tomato-y, and it was just fantastic. I loved that one.
We had quite a few people had this at our table, and I know that Bob seemed like it was okay, but I know that Brett's was well done, and he ordered like a medium rare. So he actually had to send it back. I had a bite. It was excellent. But there was that one little hiccup where it came out overcooked, which I find happens a lot at Disney restaurants. I usually, when I order a Disney steak, I'll go a little bit rarer than I would at home. Just so I hope they get it right.
Yeah.
What's your ideal steak?
I like a for a filet, I think you want a medium rare.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like medium rare. Good.
Just a little tangent because I like to go on tangents. We were at Hibachi the other day, and there was this probably 5-year-old kid, and he gets steak, and the chef asks, "How would you like that cooked?" And he says, "Rare." And the chef looks at mom, and she's like, "Just barely put it on the grill and put it on his plate. That's fine."
Ooh.
I'm like, "Ugh."
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't hear that.
That was just very unusual to hear out of this 5-year-old kid that could barely sit at his, you know, in his chair properly. So, anyway, back to California Grill. Sorry.
My kids will actually eat it like that too. Well, the twins. My Eric, of course, is a vegetarian, but the twins are good with that.
So, Bob,
I think if you start them young, because it's a waste of meat to overcook a steak.
It is. So. It is. But Bob,
I can't eat it any other way.
Bob got the steak too, didn't he? The filet.
I did get the steak. I did, and actually mine was cooked improperly.
Was it?
Given how, yes, it was. And given how long we had waited, I wasn't about to send it back because who knows how long it would have taken to get another one.
Yeah.
And that's not a
slam.
A slam of the, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. That's not a slam of the servers. I thought the servers were excellent all night long.
And considering we were a party of 20, they were really good.
Yes, yeah. they were very, very attentive for our large party. But no, it just took it seemed like dishes took a very long time to come out of the kitchen, even in between courses. So yeah, when it came out, it was cooked. Not only was it cooked improperly, more importantly, it was cooked to varying temperatures throughout. So you had I had ordered it medium, which is warm pink center, and I got medium rare, some medium, some well. So it was very uneven. And you know, for $49,
yeah.
I think that's not acceptable. But then truly for me the best beef on property is the Yachtsman Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Next
with
trip
you.
That we're all there, so, we have to go to Yachtsman.
Yeah, we'll have to go to Yachtsman again.
Yeah.
It's been a long time for us.
Well, we've said it before. The last time we were there, it was not a good experience.
Yeah, our last trip.
And it's not that I've had one bad experience at Yachtsman. But
that
overall.
Happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we've eaten there 5 or 6 times now, and to only have one bad experience, and it wasn't even that bad, is still pretty good in my book. But the only other filet that I thought was superb that I've had at Disney was probably the filet Sicilian at Citrico's, and it's not even on the menu anymore. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
France
I don't know,
has a good one.
$49, my bad. I probably should have sent it back and insisted they bring me something else out or bring another one out. As to the risotto, I love risotto too. I was not a fan of the heirloom tomato risotto. I love tomato,
oh, I
but
like
it was way too much tomato for me. I ate it, but yeah, I could. I wonder if you could probably substitute too for something
I'm sure
else,
you can.
Maybe a mashed potatoes or something. Even just a yellow risotto would work for me fine.
I liked it.
But yeah, it wasn't the worst piece of meat I've ever had. Absolutely not. Would I order it again? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like we had like 50-50 if you count breath.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's a lot of money to put out for a steak.
What about, Chris, what'd you have?
I had the pork two ways. And I honestly think that's the absolute best thing I've had on the menu.
It's like the best name for a menu item.
See, we wouldn't know because Chris didn't share.
Do you know what? I was actually practicing to not say pork three ways. I really was because in my head I kept thinking to myself, the pork three
the pork menage a trois.
Anyway, yeah, the pork
yeah, we
two
need
ways
to start
was
this one over.
Yes.
The pork two ways, so it was good.
Okay, wait, my face is red. Oh, okay. No, I was practicing that. Okay. I had the pork two ways, and I think it's one of the best things on the menu. It's fantastic. So if you used to go to California Grill and you're used to having the pork tenderloin on the bed of polenta with the mushrooms, it's basically the same thing. So, but I think the goat cheese polenta is actually better, but they've sort of made it a little stronger with a little more goat cheese. There's a little dark sauce that's probably like a wine reduction. I'm really not sure what it was, but it's really good and it's not strong or overpowering. But the thing that they have is they have this lacquered pork belly, which is basically a hunk of fat. And it's really good.
Lacquered pork belly.
There's just something.
There's nothing that sounds appealing to me about that.
Oh, God.
Not gonna lie.
You
was
put
lacquered.
It in your.
Yum.
But lacquered just means it's really crispy and seared on the outside. And then it's like you put it in your mouth and it's like pork, you know, meat. And then the fat just kind of. The fat is cooked to the point where it's almost liquid. but it's not. And then you put it in your mouth and it's just like, oh, Jesus.
That's not helping.
See, lacquered to me, I associate with something you made in shop class as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, don't you like that plaque my son made? Yeah, it's lacquered.
Well, but a lot of food is described as lacquered. Like a lot of food that's sort of like cooked really fast over a high heat on the outside so that it doesn't cook all the way on the inside. It was excellent. And Lisa had said to me, she said, because back in June, I had a similar dish at Citrico's. And Lisa, I think you got a bite of the pork there, right?
Mm-hmm. And yes, I was very
so
lucky
Lisa
then.
Lisa said to me, hey, you know, can I have a little bit of that pork when you get it? And I was like, sure. But in my head, as soon as they set it down, and I really did make a conscious decision, I looked over at her and I'm like, you know what? She can get her own pork. And I ate it all. I didn't share. I didn't share with any of my table mates. I ate the whole thing.
Yeah. I turn around and I'm like, okay, Chris, where's my bite? I'm, you know, offering her part of my filet. And she's like, sorry, you're not getting any.
I mean, really? Hey, I mean, it was so funny.
She almost bit me with her dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, she would. We'll talk about that.
I'm sort of famous for not liking to generally I won't share my dessert at all.
You are
very
like generous in sharing.
It's funny because Kevin and I were like on a date. We'd been dating for like a couple of months and we were out, and you know how you're like out and you're having like a romantic dinner or something at Chili's, and because we were poor, and he said he was like, hey, can I have some of your dessert? And I looked at him and I was all like, think of this dessert as a Maginot line. And I drew a little line in it and I said, if you go past there, that's it. And that's pretty much been our policy and our relationship, that he doesn't go past the Maginot line of dessert. And
it must be really fun to be married to you.
Very smart.
He is. I cannot stand to share my dessert. And there was a really ugly episode the next night with those banana fritters where I refused to share my dessert. And
she
Lauren,
threw dessert at us.
So that's all the main courses. So we
okay,
guess we'll
so
move on to dessert.
Did we talk? Steve? We talked about your appetizer dessert.
Yes.
We talked about filet, and pork two-way and filet. Mm-hmm. All right, on to dessert.
Yay!
Well, Lauren, did you get a dessert?
Uh huh.
What'd you get?
I got the chocolate pudding cake. It was so good.
What was inside it?
Highly recommend it. It was this chocolate cake filled with like a warm Nutella filling. It was so good. If you like Nutella, I highly recommend it. It was so different. It was really good.
And if you don't like Nutella, you're a communist.
Really yeah, Nutella's good on it. Yeah.
It was so good. I tried the
how big was
seasonal
that
tasting heirloom apple too, well, the
yeah,
next night.
These desserts, like Chris said, like with Chili's, these desserts are not like chili desserts. These are like little sampler, like I don't even know what, like not even a size of a pack of
the
cards.
The chocolate pudding cake was no, well, the chocolate pudding cake, it's thick and dense, but it was the size of probably a Musketeer's bar.
Yeah,
if that
exactly.
Yeah. That's yeah. So these are very small desserts, and yeah, they put it in front of you, and you're like, wow, this is $13.
But you know
what? That's what that costs.
After you're done licking the plate, which I did not do, I would never do something like that
in public.
In public, it was good, and I mean, full. It was enough.
You totally could have brought me four of those instead of the steak, I think. I would have been happy with that. Consider that a fair trade.
Bob, did you have dessert?
I did. I had the same thing. I had the chocolate pudding cake. And,
okay.
And it is amazing. I mean, Nutella makes everything taste better. I mean,
I
everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could eat a phone book covered in Nutella.
I have. It wasn't
dipped in wine.
Marinated. Washed it down with some wine.
You know, everything goes down better with wine. It's amazing.
Of course. It? Yeah. So I highly recommend that. But did anybody try anything else, like the Sunday sampler? Or okay, what would you try?
I had the apple. The next night, Chris and I went back again because apparently once wasn't enough. And I had the seasonal tasting, the heirloom apple. And it was like apple cupcake with cream cheese frosting. They gave you like this little teeny tiny baby cup of spiced cider. a peanut butter caramel apple, an apple turnover.
Holy cow.
It was good.
They're all small and bite-sized, though. Don't get excited.
I've gotten the chocolate pudding cake again.
All right. So these are all like finger food. Really small.
Yeah, they were all like tastings, basically. Okay. Like little tastings.
Yeah, it didn't look that good.
Kind of like it says.
I wasn't impressed.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
Okay.
Well, the beauty of a seasonal tasting is it's just that. I mean, every season there'll be something
different, right?
Something different, yeah. Keep coming back.
Steve?
I didn't have dessert.
You didn't have dessert.
Yes.
I know.
I'm so glad I didn't eat near you. It would have been such a bummer.
So mine was
here,
good.
Let me sit here and eat my cold fish.
I took my $16 and I went to like Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent $3 and I got a huge dessert.
You sound like my father. I went to Walmart and I got 3 half gallons.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Basically.
For the same price.
Yes. Yeah. That was a. I mean. And I liked everything at California Grill, but yeah, I mean, it's like eating in some places in France where it's really about the experience and it's about tasting and sampling.
No, it's about the food, Steve.
Yeah, but it's not
about the food.
But
it's
not
really, really good.
Yeah, but it's not like you go there and you're like, but I could see people, if you don't get an appetizer and you don't get dessert, I mean, you're going to be, I would go there and eat there and I'd be like, okay, let's go eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
The filet was very filling.
Well, I guess.
Can we just talk about the homemade fritters that I had?
Yes.
All right, Chris's
turn.
That was
the best thing on the menu.
And you know what? Wipe your chin.
I was able to steal a little piece of it from Chris, and it was good.
Yeah, let's not talk about Steve's bowl of steam that he had for dessert. So I had the best dessert on the menu, and I don't really want to tell people about this because then they'll all order it, and the kitchen will be like overwhelmed and they'll stop making
and then they'll
it.
Run
well,
out.
Well, you know, Chris, I said I'll have nothing and they brought me a plate with chocolate that said nothing on it. Or was that another restaurant at Disney?
And no, by the way, that was $15.
Oh, that's right. That's where they were.
Yeah, believe me, you paid for your dessert on Disney Cruise. Well, actually, that was a free cruise, but you know. Okay, so anyway,
let's get to your
fritters are banana fritters and they come with three little dipping sauces.
Little
They've
cups
got
of heaven.
Peanut butter anglaise, which isn't good. They've got a dark chocolate, which is so good. And then they've got the salted caramel, which is the best thing in the world. And the next time I order this, I will get two things of the salted caramel and skip the peanut butter. And then they have a little homemade marshmallow that they've toasted. So it's like the best thing in the world. You dip your little fritter in the oh God, it was so good.
The only thing that could make it better is if they added a piece of lacquered pork fat that you could dip into the salted caramel.
Do you know what would have made it better? Do you know what would have made it better is if they had like given me a couch and a remote control. Then I'd have gone like I'd have been in heaven.
Oh, you didn't get that? I did.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just so good. And I'm going back there in November and I'm kind of thinking, do you think I can go back there for dessert? You know, maybe just one night.
Absolutely.
So
you went back again and you had that same dessert again?
I did.
Same exact dessert. Yeah. You're so funny.
Well, because again, my fritters were actually cold the first night. So I wanted to try them hot and they were excellent.
Oh, okay.
Chris gave me a piece off the table and it was good.
No. Okay. Here's the thing. I went with Lauren and Brett. I can't even remember your name because I'm thinking about that food. I went with Lauren and
Brett. How quickly she forgets me.
Yes. And he didn't order anything, but Lauren did. And then he was like, I'm my fritters. And I said, you could have one fritter. And then I gave it to him and I didn't have a plate. So I just put it on the table. Like, leave me alone. But then he starts putting his pitiful little fritter in the caramel sauce. And I'm like, I don't think so. You can have the peanut butter. So you can tell I try to impress people when I'm out eating with them. So,
don't mess with Chris and her food.
So overall, I think it was good. And then we were there for the fireworks.
I had no idea we would make it that long.
Yeah, well, we were there for a long time.
Your kids were really well behaved, and so was Frankie, Stacy's kid. I like just today, she and I were talking, and I remembered that he was there. I'm like, oh yeah, he was there. Those kids were really good. Yeah.
I messed with him a little bit when we were waiting for fireworks, and you know, he's cool. I like him. He's a keeper.
Yeah. You had a good time. And the only downside is for people that don't want to cram in an elevator. Sometimes those elevators get pretty crammed to try to get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get down.
And some people freak out.
Some people are so irrational.
Issues with that. Wasn't me.
Yeah. You weren't the one saying, let me off. Let me off. I got to get out.
We all have our weird peculiarities.
When there's 50 people in it, and that last guy that's 6 feet two and 250 pounds starts to walk under the elevator.
And then it makes that noise.
I can't help it.
And then it goes,
I'm like, you're getting on, I'm getting off.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, let me do you a favor. I'll make some more room for you.
There's always a couple people that like to cram in that elevator when you think that, all right, we can't get any more people in here than like four more people figure out how they're going to try to get in there.
I don't know why people do that.
Yeah.
Just be patient, wait for the next one. I don't get it.
Yeah. But
no,
yeah.
I waited for this one. I got on it, and now I got to be crammed up against you people? No.
Yeah.
Lauren needs her space. So, note to self, if you're ever on an elevator in Disney World or anywhere else, and you see Lauren on the elevator, give her her space.
Yep. Yes. I just need breathing room. I
you don't
be on
need any
group of people. I just need breathing room.
I'd,
I don't
I'd
want
like
somebody's armpits
that,
at my face.
I'd like to say that I've shared a room many times with Lauren, and she has never been the freak she may appear on, to be on the show. she's such a pleasure to room with. She never hogs the bathroom
or the bed.
She's great. No, not at all.
And you know that does bring up the question: why you're sharing a bed?
Because the other one's for company.
Okay.
Anything else on California Grill?
No, but now I want to do a show on mouse chatter personalities and misconceptions.
Okay, so comment.
That would be a bad show.
Stay tuned next week.
No, but you know what? There's actually, I actually can think of some, each one of you, a misconception that each one of you has or people have about y'all.
Mm. All right, I want to hear them.
Well, maybe we could do that on the next show.
Steve, you trying to wrap it up?
Yeah, we could. It's been 46
minutes.
He's got
important things to do.
Oh, does he?
No.
All right. Well, then let's wrap it up just for Steve. I'm going to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. And if you like our shows, you can go over to iTunes or you can go to mousechat.net. You can download it there. Lots of shows to choose from. We've got 3 years now of shows.
Yay.
Yeah,
people,
that's kind of cool.
Help us.
And if you've got any questions or comments that you'd like to send to us, please do so by sending them to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mousechat.